Welcome to the Just Pod, a podcast by the Criminal Justice Section of the ABA, the unified voice of criminal justice. Welcome to this episode of the Just Pod. Today, we are joined again by our current chair, Wayne McKenzie, general counsel at the New York City Department of Probation. So Wayne, thank you for joining us again.
Always a pleasure.
So Wayne, let's give our listeners a recap of recent CJS meetings. We had CLE programming at mid-year, and also CJS participated in the House of Delegates resolutions, and we recently had our CJS delegate Steve Salzberg on here to provide a report on how that went. And then also the National Institute on White Collar Crime returned to its regular schedule of meeting in March. I know we spoke about the meeting in Miami that was held in October recently, but now we're back on schedule, a return to normal since the pandemic began. So let's start with mid-year, and then you can tell us about the National Institute as well. So Wayne, tell us about the programs that we had at mid-year.
So great. Thanks, Emily. Well, we had two CLE programs that CJS sponsored at mid-year. One was the Rittenhouse trial, Implicit Bias in Plain View, during which the panel took an in-depth look at the role of implicit bias in determining the outcome of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. We also had the lawyer's role in law enforcement's assisted diversion programs. This program featured LEAD, or Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion, a nationally recognized practice in which law enforcement and prosecutors collaborate to divert persons with unmet behavioral health needs from a formal criminal justice system. While this program provided an overview of LEAD, the panel also explored the lawyer's role in these programs and strategies for ensuring the success of these and similar alternative to incarceration programs. Then most recently, Emily, in San Francisco, we had our White Collar Crime Institute. And at that meeting, we had four plenary sessions, the much acclaimed panel of U.S. state district judges, had some general counsels of leading corporations, and the panel composed of the Assistant Attorney General of the Department of Justice Criminal and Antitrust Divisions, as well as the directors of the enforcement of the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. In addition, Friday morning, we had some distinguished speakers that explored the ethical issues and challenges that confront prosecutors, defense counsel, and legal commentators during high-profile white-collar crime investigations and trials. And of course, we then had the keynote from the Attorney General, Merrick Garland.
That's great. And of course, many receptions, as the National Institute is known for. And I think I heard that our attendance was close to what it was pre-pandemic. Did you see that when you were there, Wayne?
That was amazing, because I think we initially were anticipating about 500. And yeah, we had just short of 1,000 attendees and a whole host of receptions, my favorite being the cigar reception. That's always my favorite.
Okay, great. Well, that's just, I'm sure, great news for everyone to hear. But yes, it's nice to hear that there's some return to normal that is happening, something we've been talking about for 2 years, what return to normal will be. And now we're actually starting to see it. So that's great.
And you can feel how grateful everyone was to be back in person and seeing familiar faces again.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like being in person, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I also need to commend everyone involved for hosting not just a successful institute, but a very safe one as well.
Thank you for that. Now, speaking of CJS meetings and returning to normal, we're continuing to meet in person, and the smaller but still very important spring meeting is around the corner. Can you tell us about the plans for spring?
Sure. The CJS spring meeting will be held April 7th through the 10th in Savannah, Georgia. And this meeting will include committee and council meetings in addition to a full day of CLE programming. And the theme of this spring meeting is Advance or Retreat, Criminal Justice Policy in a Time of Unpredictable Change. And we're going to feature programs addressing well-being for criminal law practitioners, something that's really been highlighted during this pandemic, and COVID-19 in the courts. Also, a panel on prosecution in the age of racial reckoning, a presentation around gender equity in criminal justice through the lens of trailblazers. And finally, we're also returning to hosting the 2021 CJS Awards during a ticketed luncheon on Friday of the spring meeting. As you will recall, we had to postpone the luncheon originally due to COVID concerns, but we're excited to finally recognize our winners in Savannah.
Thank you. Yes, it will be great to be together in Savannah. And listeners, you're hearing us right. It's the 2021 CJS Award winners that will be finally honored. And we will resume the schedule for 2022 CJS Awards as well. So next time we have Wayne back, he'll tell us about the nomination cycle for 2022 CJS Awards. Well, another competition is underway. The section has opened another annual program, this one specifically for law students. Wayne, will you tell us about this year's competition?
Sure, Emily. We've opened the 2022 William Greenhall Law Student Writing Competition. And the contest is open to students who attend and are in good standing at an ABA accredited law school within the United States. And entrants must be 21 years of age. You can find our full eligibility details on the CJS website. The topic for this year is technology-enhanced searches. Is the CATS reasonable expectation of privacy test or the Jones trespass test better suited to addressing the implications of technological advances on the right to be free from unreasonable searches guaranteed by the Fourth Amendment? And the winner will receive a $2,500 cash prize that will be presented at an agreed upon CJS event.
Yeah. An annual program. The deadline's not until July, listeners, so you've got a little while, but it is open. So we wanted to get it on your radar. So thank you, Wayne.
Well, before we go, I just wanted to share just some additional news with our listeners, Emily.
Yes, please.
Recently, the Board of Governors met on, I think, February 10th through the 11th. And I'm pleased to report that the board approved the request of the section to rename the Norm Mailing Minister of Justice Award to the Curtin Mailing Minister of Justice Award, to also honor the late Kevin Curtin, who was the senior appellate counsel in the Middlesex County District Attorney's Office and a member of the ABA Board of Governors and a very beloved member of the section. And if that's not enough, additionally, the board approved the request for the section to establish the Kevin Curtin Diversity Fellowship, intended to assist attorneys of diverse backgrounds to join the section for one bar year, as well as attend the Fall Institute. So we are very excited about these two new developments, and especially no one is more deserving of this honor than Kevin Curtin.
Right. As you said, kind of a friend to all within the section and generally within the ABA. And as I understand it, Wayne, we're actually going to, since he was a friend to so many within the ABA at large, celebrate the first distribution of that award, the Curtin Mailing Minister of Justice Award, at ABA Annual instead of during this CJS Spring Luncheon. Is that correct?
Absolutely. He had so many beloved friends. And so this is an opportunity for individuals from not just the Board of Governors, but from the House of Delegates, international law, and so many other folks to come help celebrate in this inaugural presentation.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again, Wayne, for joining us. Is there anything else you'd like to leave our listeners with before we close today?
No, just that as we reopen, I just want everyone to remember to please stay safe. And I'm looking forward to seeing as many of you as possible in Savannah.
Wonderful. Well, again, listeners, this is our current chair, Wayne McKenzie, general counsel at the New York City Department of Probation. So thank you again. And thank you to our listeners for joining us on this episode of the Just Pod.